Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Ray?
This is Ray.
Hi, Ray. This is Surya from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I just wanted to discuss kind of the option that we have for you with getting some additional funds. Is this a good time? Okay, great. So we did the on-deck loan, and it is about 45% paid in. So we're able to get options. Here's the thing with these options is that they actually can only fund at 50%. So when we've done this in the past as an option, what we can do is have it sort of be where we do everything we need to do to have it ready to go to fund you, and then there has to be a pay down to get to that 50%. So it's a little bit complicated, but I'll try to explain it clearly. So right now, the balance on the loan right now is $91,999. But when you renew, we waive the interest, so the remaining interest. So actually, if we do a renewal, your balance would be $76,387. And in order to renew, we just need to get that balanced down to about 70,000. So it would be a pay down of about 7,000, depending. I can get the exact figure. But so that's kind of just put that off to the side for a minute, knowing that you'd have to pay down 7,000. We're approved up to 145,000. So if you were to take that max amount, they'd withheld that 70,000, what you currently owe. You could net about 75,000. And then we could do like the whole process, which would either be paper docs or an online checkout, have that all set, and then right before, what they would do is have you wire them that 7,000, give or take whatever it is to pay down, and then they fund you. So it would be like a quick process.
Okay, so I pay it down first and then you fund me.
Yes, yep. It has to be in that order, but we can do it so that it's like this, very close as possible so that you're not like having to wait, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So if you, and we have options for amount. You don't have to take that full amount. That's just if you wanted to net as much as, like, I guess, what are you kind of looking to net, would you say?
Well, I was hoping to net 50, but 75 doesn't make me unhappy. But what I need to find out is what's that do to that daily payment?
I can tell you kind of what it would be is if you were to net the full amount, or if you were to net 50, because you have the option to net 50 too, still pay off that balance. So I'll give you kind of both. So if you were to take the full 145,000, which would, we'd pay down that 70, the payment would be 537 for 18 months again. If instead, so say you wanted to take, let's say we keep 70 to close out the balance, you net 50, that puts us at about 120, which I think last time was close to what you did. So that would be $444 a day.
444.
And I think last time, yeah, we did what? So it pretty much we could keep the payment exactly the same and net you an additional 50.
Yeah, if we can keep the payment the same and net me a 50 or something close to that, that's really what I want to do.
So now if we did that, should I factor in that pay down amount? Because so say we do the 120, we keep the 70,000 to close out the current balance. You net 50 of that, but then there still has to be that other amount paid down, that 7,000.
Does it have to be a wire transfer? Can't you guys just come in and take it out like you do the daily payment?
I can ask them if what the option is, but I have to ask the underwriter how we would do that, or how just to make sure. But I know that we can set it up. We can do something. Did you do an online checkout last time, or did you do paper documents?
I forget. I couldn't tell you. I
Okay,
just,
because
the wire transfer, I've got to go to the bank and, set all that up, and it's just kind of a hassle if I could authorize you guys just to come in and take it out, and then you just turn around and fund me,
I see
I
what you're
mean,
saying.
I'm good with that.
Okay, let me check on that just to see if there's any option besides wire, if they can just go ahead and just apply the payment from the account since they already have it. It's a good question. So I'm going to ask that. And then, And then in the meantime, just to so if we did 120, it would be the same payment, so 444 a day. So that's kind of what you're comfortable with. That sounds good to you.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
All right.
I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that, and you know, you guys can come in, for example, on a Monday and take your pay down out, and then fund me on Tuesday, and you know, everything's cool. You know, I got
okay.
I can do that.
All right, that sounds good. And you know, every day we wait, your pay down amount goes down too, because every day a payment's applied. So if you're looking to do this soon, I can find out the process now if that works for you, if you're okay with paying down that amount, or if you want to wait till the pay down amount's lower. It's just really whatever works for you.
I'd like to move on it right away, to be
all
honest.
Right.
I would kind of like to be funded by Friday.
Okay.
But, you know, if we can't do that, you know, I mean, I could certainly do something next week instead.
Yeah, well, let me see. We usually can move pretty quick with this program, so let me see what I can do. I'm going to send a quick email to my underwriter, and then I'll give you a call back. Do you prefer callbacks or email back?
Call back, please.
Call back. Okay, all right. I will give you a call
okay.
back after I find out the details on him and how to do that, get that wire
Ray.
Or other option. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Super. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.